This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world on this Halloween weekend. And my first guest this hour is a country music legend. This guy's done a lot of things over his career, and he's quite successful in the business arena, too. T.G. Shepherd will be joining us on the show. Then later on, actress Christina Applegate will be here. And then a friend of ours that we have just met maybe a couple of years ago, but boy, I tell you something, I love his work on stage. A real funny comedian, Jeff Allen. And we'll finish things out with some jewelry gift-giving ideas for this fourth quarter holiday season with Albany Irvin. And that's all coming up this hour. Well, we're going to pause just momentarily, but when we come back, my first guest this second hour will be country music star T.G. Shepherd.
Wade Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Back all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi Today. I don't believe in the almost 30 years we've been doing the show, we haven't had him on the air. Got a brand new CD out right now. T.G. Shepherd is our guest. Hi, T.G., how you doing?
I'm fine, Ron. I hope things are going well in your world. They are in mine.
Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. And I'm excited about this legendary Friends and Country duets. I mean, you're on there with the best. Willie Nelson, Merle Haggard, Jerry Lee Lewis, our friend Engelbert Humperdinck and the Oak Ridge Boys, B.J. Thomas, Crystal Gayle. You got to be excited about this. I certainly am.
You know, it was a labor of love for me, Ron. It was something that I haven't released an album in 13 years to the country market, and I wanted to do something that would make a statement and create an event out of it. So I called in all my friends that I've toured with for years and asked them if they would come into the studio, and, you know, they all came with no questions asked, and it was just a very exciting time. This was a project that took about 5 years in the making.
Wow. Wow. Well, I know that for a while you did stop touring, and for a very good reason, too, I might add. Back a few years ago, the country music scene, as you and I know it, certainly made a couple changes in it, and you decided to go from working in the studio to another passion of yours, out on the road, and for a while you didn't go into the studio. But there is a certain amount, being a singer myself, of satisfaction that you have working in front of a live audience, isn't it, DJ?
Well, you know yourself, Ron, that instant gratification, that's an incredible thing, because the people let you know instantly if they like what you're doing. So for me, it's incredible. That's the drug that we all love in music, is the fact that it's instant.
Right.
And with social media now, it's even more instant.
That's
you can
right.
reach the world in a matter of seconds. And so it's a very exciting day in any form of music.
I listened to the CD earlier. It's a great CD. Let's go back a few years. You left your home at a very young age to go out to the big world of music. You know, like we all know, it's not an easy task, but you found yourself the opening acts of the Animals, the Beach Boys, Jan and Dean. Then you did something that my pal Tony Orlando did. You went from being on stage to going behind the scenes in the record promotion business. That also is a very difficult thing, and probably a little sometimes tough when you're promoting other people's records when you know you can do it yourself.
Well, the thing is, yes, and Tony is one of my dearest friends.
Oh, yeah, he's something.
Back when he was pushing for April Blackwood Music, I was pushing with RCA and Stax Records. And, yeah, but, you know, you learn so much from other artists. After touring with the Beach Boys and Jan and Dean and people like that, I gave up on my career, so I thought that I would live my dream through the eyes of other performers and stand in the wings and watch them perform. So I never realized that I would come back in the form of a country singer, and I did that through the encouragement of Waylon Jennings, who was a good friend of mine. And he was one of my artists at RCA that I toured with. And yeah, I mean, I've been so blessed along the way to have made some great friends, and of course Elvis was one of my dearest, was my first believer and came in my first tour bus.
That's what I understand. My very dear friend was Joe Esposito.
Oh, know? God, I love Joe. Are you kidding me?
Joe used to tell me all the time about your many flights on the Lisa Marie and the fact that you did get a tour bus from Elvis. He felt that you needed to get back out there on the road and have people hear your music. He tells the story very vividly to me.
Well, the thing is, sometimes we need those things in our career, and especially with you, you know, being on the boards, as we say, on stage yourself. We need those things sometimes to validate us and to give us the confidence to go forward. And when Elvis gave me my tour bus, I told myself, I said, if Elvis Presley believes in me enough to
yeah.
give me a tour bus, then I had to take this very serious. And so after that, I got very serious about my career and recording, and we were able to put together 21 number one records after that.
Right, and ranked in the top 100 country artists of all time among singers in the country music. And, as you alluded to, 21 great hits, 25 albums, named Best New Artist by Cashbox in 1976, and Best Music Documentary at the Telly Awards for Partners in Rhyme. So certainly, I think you've surpassed the expectations of Elvis back in 76.
Well, you know, but I got to tell you something, though, Ron. I have always wanted to go back and do what you're doing right now, because I was in radio in the very beginning when I was 16, and I loved it. Still love it. And once in radio, you always love radio, just like once you're on stage, you always love the stage. But no, I have had an incredible run at my life, celebrating my 40th year this year as a performer in the music business, and it's been a heck of a ride.
Well, I tell you, I've been in the radio and television business for 50, and if you're ready to take over, just let me know, pal. And
if you want to come out on the road with me and do some dates, come on.
I mean, I'm sitting in my studio, my radio studio, with a drum set, guitars, and a keyboard.
You probably are.
Yeah. I mean, I am. It's a recording studio, too. So we're ready here. Do you ever get down to Orlando? I mean, we got to get together.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? I love Orlando. I'm down in West Palm and Tampa and Orlando. Matter of fact, I'm playing the Florida State Fair. I'm a huge Disney World freak.
You turned around and diversify too as a businessman. Had a bed and breakfast with a 160-year-old log home. I love log homes. And then went into the chain of country nightclubs, guitars, and Cadillacs. And that's how Bob Hope made a ton of money. It's very important to take your fame and notoriety and spread your wings a little bit, and you've done that.
Well, I think I was very fortunate to be able to do things that I love. You know, the one thing I loved, I guess, more than any other was when I put together my own NASCAR team for 7 years.
Right.
With Folgers Coffee. And so I've been fortunate to be able to take what notoriety we have had, which I've never felt was that much, but and use it to do fun things in my life that I wanted to do. Guitars and Cadillacs and a bed and breakfast. I mean, I love the old Bob Newhart show, so I had to have a bed and breakfast. I was a Richard Petty fan, so I had to have a race team. So I don't know. I've been very blessed and very fortunate to do a lot of things and diversify and as a businessman, and that's enabled me to do a lot of things that I've always wanted to do.
You and I have a lot of stuff in common. The Richard Petty, the business situation, the Elvis connection, and certainly you talk about charitable organizations. I, too, am involved with St. Jude's Children Research Hospital. Congratulations for being part of that, and Cerebral Palsy, Alzheimer's Association. And I failed to mention early on the fact of your multiple appearances at the White House. You know, TG, you have done a heck of a job starting off when you were just 15 years old. Did you ever expect to be in such a position and having a great CD like you have out right now with all these duets? That's pretty good.
You know, I never did, Ron. I have to pinch myself every day, and I know you've got days like that. I pinch myself going, wow, what a great day today. What a great life. No, I never thought I would. I mean, as a kid growing up, I never thought I would even meet a president, let alone play for one.
Right.
And I have played for several of them at the White House. And it's just, every time I do something like that, it really and truly grounds me to the point that, if you ever forget where you came from in life, you'll never get where you want to go. And it really keeps the ego in check. I mean, when you're blessed to be able to go and do those things that are just so over the top.
As you know, it is difficult in any occupation to remain pertinent and remain in the game and with the uniform on and playing. And after 40 years of doing what you've done, you have been able to accomplish that. And for that, I congratulate you, my friend, because you've done a heck of a job. You really have.
Well, thank you. I mean, I'm really excited in this new phase of my life, in the fall of my life, to be able to have a wonderful tools to reach more people with social media. And I mean, if you want to go check out what I'm doing or follow me on Twitter or Facebook, or go to TG Shepherd Music. And matter of fact, we're even going to be posting some really special video clips of the recording sessions with all these artists starting today and tomorrow.
Oh.
On Twitter and Facebook, you'll be able to see me in the studio with Jerry Lee and see me in the studio with B.J. Thomas or the Oaks. These are great times right now where we live in a download world where you can go and buy your product after you hang up the phone.
Mm-hmm.
At Amazon or iTunes. Technology has taken us so far, and it's exciting to still be in the business after it's come to pass.
Yeah, aren't you glad you got out of the record promotion business?
I don't know. Some days I made more as a promoter.
Well, the new CD is out right now. I urge everyone to grab it. It's called The Legendary Friends and Country Duets. It's the brainchild and the talent of T.G. Shepherd. And T.G., it's always great talking with you. I'm sorry we haven't had you on the air sooner, but let's do it again sooner,
Ron,
than later.
Damn, Ron, you know what I like about you? You don't do an interview, you do a conversation. I thank you so much, because believe me, and I'm aware of this being an open ocean man, without people like you, there wouldn't be people like me, and I thank you for everything you do.
Thank you, that's very nice of you. T.G. Shepherd has been our guest again. Legendary Friends and Country Duets, pick it up. It's the latest effort of our friend T.G. Shepherd. Also check out his website, too. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Thanks for staying with us, and we're back with Ron Sedgy today, and talk about talent, and you talk about beauty. You got Christina Applegate. Hi, Christina. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
I'm so glad that you're here. I was as lovely as ever.
Aw, thank you.
Before I do anything, I have to congratulate you on your latest edition.
Oh, thank you very much.
You know,
amazing.
Oh, yeah. Several years ago, you and I met at a People's Choice Award in L.A., and I bragged everybody how lovely you are, not only on television, but in person also. And you were very accommodating, and I appreciate that.
Oh, well, you're very welcome.
Now, I looked down all the credentials that you have, and we're going to talk about a few of them, because if we talked about all of them, we would be here till after the season that the show is going to be airing. But I am so excited about this show because this is something that everybody can relate to that's have children. No matter what you do, when you watch television, if you watch a cowboy movie, you say, well, I don't know what it's like to draw against, James Arness and Gunsmoke. But everybody knows what it's like to have that baby crying at 2 o'clock in the morning. And your mannerisms on this thing are so natural. You're so good at this.
Oh, well, thank you. I've been doing the mom thing for a few months now. So I think it all comes naturally for all of us. We all have our own little nuggets at home, been through the good, the bad, and the ugly.
You do it so convincingly that everybody can relate to it. It's something that if you've had a child, you know that feeling. Where did this person come from, and why is it interfering with my life like this?
Yeah. And I think also just the humor is, I think, moderate enough that even if you haven't had kids, I think you can enjoy it as well. I mean, it's not just a show for people who have had kids, although people who have had them are going to, laugh a little harder just because they completely understand the plight and the joys and the rewards of being a parent. But I think that, the comedy is irreverent and modern enough that I think, anyone in their 20s who hasn't had kids yet can understand it, and teens can understand it because it's a little bit off color. And there's, it's a little dangerous with the language here and there. I think that people love that, be in on something.
Right, pushing the envelope a little bit. I'm sure there's a segment out there that won't procreate anymore after this.
Yeah.
I don't want no part
it's
of that.
It's very possible.
Yeah, very possible. One of the things that you have done in your career, and I congratulate for you, this is a true sign, my friends, of a pro, is to be not typecasted. This is the thing that actors and actresses are afraid of. Your role is Kelly Bundy. I mean, I'm sure there was a time when everybody said, boy, is that all she's going to play? But she has gone on to win Emmys, Golden Globes, Tony nominations, both in theater, film, and television, and doing voiceover work and doing things for humanity, finding the right action for women.
And you have not been typecasted.
Oh, you've done your homework.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I really enjoy your work. I'm serious. I mean, I love the thing that you did with the Going the Distance and the Surviving Christmas and your role in Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy. I mean, you are very good at what you do.
Well, thank you. Thanks. I think with that, you know, after leaving the show and 11 years of playing someone, the last thing you want to do is find anything similar after that. I went, you know, my first job after that was to play a girl who had braces and acne and a slight limp in this movie called Nowhere. You know, I wanted to go as far away from that as possible just for my own sanity. And I think that, you know, what I gravitate towards is something different every time. Otherwise, it's no fun. You don't want to keep playing the same part over and over again. You want to challenge yourself and try something new and see if you can do it.
Sometimes you want to do that, and the audience doesn't want to accept it. In your case, they have accepted it. I mean, you did Sweet Charity on Broadway. I mean, give me a break. These are serious things. You know what I'm saying? I mean, people have embraced your versatility, and I think that's the real key to success.
Well, thank you. Thank you very, very much. I try.
Well, you try, and you're trying good. What happens when this show is now in its 20th season? We're both old and gray. And we say, Christina, what's the storyline now? Because the kid's going to go to college here in another week and a half. How do you progress from a baby keeping you up all night to someone who's now in first grade, junior high school? How do you think that'll evolve? Because I know the show will be here for years to come.
Well, I think that the way we're setting it up now is that even though the show is about people who have a child and are dealing in life, what we're approaching in all the episodes coming up is not necessarily just about this baby. It's about this relationship, about the three relationships. You know, we're really setting it up so that I hope the audience really cares and about Reagan and Chris as a couple as well. I think it's a unique couple. It's a couple we haven't really seen so much on television, where they're not a bickering married couple. They're best friends, finish each other sentences, and they're really good together. You know, that might sustain us past having a baby or a toddler or a teenager or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we can maintain that kind of chemistry, Will and I, and we, you know, we try.
Is that your little baby now?
Yeah, it was my baby.
Oh, wow, very cool.
She didn't like that her papa took away something for a second.
She's in show business already. I think what adds to the confusion of this show's enormous hilarity is the fact that your character, Reagan, is actually kind of a career-driven person. If the husband was the career-driven person in this, I don't know if it would have worked as well as the woman, because you're a woman of going out and being in meetings and, you know, and all of a sudden you have to change a diaper. I mean, this really isn't your bag, and your husband is the one, played by, of course, Will Arnett, that has to do this stuff. So that's, I think, a real twist to the whole plot of this, is the fact that you're a career woman.
Yeah, I think that we've seen that too much on television. I mean, we've seen, you know, Mr. Mom and things like that, but I don't know if we've seen it that much in our living rooms. And I think it's really interesting to explore, because it's happening all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the traditional role of the mother is, it's now just become a parent, that a lot of men are staying home.
Yeah.
With the children, and women are going off and following their dreams and, you know, trying to balance their career and being a mother and being a wife and being a best friend. And that's, you know, just a different, it's just a different part of our society now.
Yeah, you always like to watch something on television that's currently happening in real life. If you did an Ozzie and Harriet show today, it just wouldn't work.
I don't think it's reality now. I think that, you know, women in the workplace have grown exponentially, and I think that, you know, that's just the truth of what's happening.
Yeah, I agree. Congratulations on your work with Right Action for Women. You've done a great job there. And, Christina, I say this sincerely. I wish you all kinds of good luck with the show Up All Night on NBC. Christina Applegate. Christina, would you join us again sometime?
I would love to. You've made this a very lovely start to my morning, so
well,
thank you.
I appreciate that, and equally so, you've made this a very lovely start to my morning, too. I'm going to call you every morning or look at a picture.
Yeah, thank you. I will, too.
Okay.
Said nice things to me. I like that.
Oh, well, good. You don't say nothing to your husband. I won't say nothing to my wife, and we'll go down the road. Christina, we'll be watching, dear. Good luck.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too, dear. Christina Applegate and part of Up All Night. I'm Ron Sedgy. We'll be right back.
Thank you so much, Ron. Have a beautiful, beautiful day.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Post office officials are investigating after 4 dozen mail-in ballots were found in Homestead, Florida, undelivered. 6 complete and 42 blank ballots were found among piles of undelivered mail in a post office in the Florida city. Some of the workers at that office say the piles had been there for more than a week. Officials have not confirmed how long the ballots had sat undelivered or if anyone had been disciplined over the backlog of mail. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced Saturday a month-long national lockdown as COVID cases in the nation have been increasing quickly. The lockdown will start on November 5th and run through December 2nd. The UK has been averaging at least 20,000 new coronavirus cases a day for the last week, with deaths rising to more than 46,000, the highest total in Europe. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Saying around the world, it's Ron Sedgy today. Last year was the first time that we had our next guest with us, and then I started watching him on television. He was on Huckabee not too long ago, and then his YouTube. This guy is hilarious. I'm his biggest fan, and he's gotten millions of them. Joining us right now is Jeff Allen. Hi, Jeff. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for dropping the charges and letting me come back to your fine show, man.
Yeah, I know. I didn't think they were fair anyway. And, you know, there's a statute of limitations. Why screw up
Absolutely.
Your career? You know what I'm saying? After I talked to you the last time, I think it was last year, I started watching you on the videos that are all over. And my wife says, you saw that bit before. I say, I know. You do a lot of stuff with marriage, a lot of stuff with your teenagers. I love the fact that your son comes to you and says, hey, I want to buy a truck. And how much you guys have? About a buck and a half.
Yeah.
I mean, this is funny stuff, Jeff. Really, you're terrific.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
This didn't always go this well, did it not? I mean, you started off back in the 70s with some blue humor. And when you found out that it really doesn't pay as well as you wanted it to pay, and you kind of got off the beaten path there for a while, did you not?
Well, I had to find my way, you know. And, I started out like a lot of entertainers, you know. You just want to be somebody else, you know. And I listened to George Carlin and Cosby and kind of modeled myself. I wanted to be Richard Pryor back in 1978.
But you're white.
I know. Well, that's why it was easy, because nobody knew I was doing Richard Pryor. One, I'm a bad impersonator, so... But that's what I wanted to be, and I used the language, and I tried to do, I'm a white suburban kid, and I was trying to do urban references and things. So anyway, it took me a while to find my way. You know, Shakespeare said to thine own self be true. Probably my late 30s, I realized that, you know, you can only talk about what you know, and I was steeped into my marriage and my kids, and, that's kind of what my life was. So I just started kind of talking about them, and then I realized I was too dirty to be clean and too clean to be dirty.
Right.
So I had to go one way or the other. So I decided to see if I could clean the entire thing up. And I paid my kid 25 cents for every foul word he heard come out of my mouth, and it was breaking me. So, you know, you start handing your kid over, you know, 20 quarters a week or whatever it was. And then you get called into school because your kid uses the language.
Right.
And, you know, I remember telling the teacher, I'd love to look you in the eye with all seriousness and tell you I have no idea where that child heard that kind of language. But that's the way we talked at home. We were trying to change. So we changed a lot of things. And then we came to our faith along the way. And it just seemed to line up and fit. And I'm having the time of my life at 62 years old. I'm just really, really, after 40 years in this business, I know who I am. I know what I'm doing. And I've got some skills. I'm just having a blast meeting people. The show we're doing now, The America I Grew Up In, we're getting three generations of people out to see it. The grandparents, the parents, and the kids, and they're all enjoying it. You know, I don't know about you, Ron, but when I was a kid, we didn't have comedy shows to go to as a family. We ended up going to the Ice Capades because everybody hated it equally. You know, we'd be complaining on the way to the car. Why do we got to go to ice skating? Shut up. Your mother wants to meet the America's sweetheart, Dorothy Hamill. Who doesn't like Dorothy Hamill? Shut up. Get in the car. You know, 3 hours of watching ice skate, freezing. In a comedy show, you can come out. There's heat. And then in the summer, there's air conditioning and great food, and then you laugh a lot.
Well, you know,
pretty cool.
You talk about finding yourself and finding the religion and so on and so forth. I mean, it's no secret that drugs and alcohol played a role in your early life, but the experiences that you talk about, the wide demographic of range when it comes to the different ages, it's everything that is relatable, unless, of course, you're maybe 30 and under, okay? But everything is relatable. I mean, you talk about the helmet that the kids wear today to ride a bike. Now, that's an important thing, but, you know, if you did it when we were young, you're right. Kids would throw stones and call us a dork.
Well, I was talking to my wife the other day. I said, were you forced to sit in a seatbelt? She goes, no, I walked the back seat of my mom's car.
I know.
We would literally walk around in the back seat while my parents drove. And now I'm going to get a hernia hauling my 57-pound granddaughter in and out of the car seat. And it was funny because the government just came out with a stat that they recommend any 4'9" or under.
Yeah.
Should be in a booster seat. And I said to my wife, I go, the entire U.S. Olympic women's gymnastic team will have to be in booster seats on the way to the gym.
There's not a horse jockey in the world that wouldn't be able to.
Right, there's another one. There's another profession that poor jockeys would have to be riding in a booster seat, driving their BMWs on the way to the track.
I know. You know. Here's a guy that just won the Kentucky Derby, and he's got to be strapped into a
right,
kiddie
exactly.
seat.
Right, exactly. Hey, get your car seat, Willie. You know, Willie Shoemaker.
My son tells me, he says, do you want to take the kids out to the zoo? I said, no. I said, why? I said, because I don't have time to hook up all the apparatus for crime.
That's it.
And the other part was when you got pulled over by the police because your granddaughter was in the sun in the back street.
In the sunshine. I know.
Yeah. Is that,
yeah. And I said, you know, sunscreen. We had dirt. That was our sunscreen. Dirt. Sweat and dirt. You know?
I love it. Now, the other bit that I love that you do is when your son wants to buy a truck. Tell that story. That is hilarious, Jeff.
Well, that was a true story. He was looking through the paper. He had just gotten his driver's license. That was another thing. When he had his learner's permit, we let him drive us to church on Sunday. That way we got our prayer time in before we got there. This kid was the worst driver. I can't believe the state of Tennessee gave him a driver's license, but he must have been good for about 5 minutes. So anyway, I noticed one day he's just peeling the Sunday paper apart. And I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm looking for the truck I'm going to buy. And I go, you're going to buy. Do you have a job? You know? He goes, you know, like, what, I don't need a job? I said, you got any money? I mean, he's looking at trucks like $32,000,
right.
Brand new trucks. So anyway, I said, you got any money? And he goes, I got a little. I go, well, go get it. So anyway, he comes out of the bedroom with about $8 in a Folgers can, and he's looking at $32,000 trucks, and I started to do an 8 into 32. I said, well, that explains all the math problems you've had for the last.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today. I am delighted to have our next guest with us. She is not only beautiful, but equally talented and one busy person, not only as an actress, but she's an author and she's a producer. I mean, she does everything on film, television, theater. I'm just getting tired of thinking about it. Joining us right now is Kimberly Williams-Paisley. Hi, Kimberly. How are you? Nice to have you.
Hi, Ron. Thank you. I think I'd like to hire you as my new publicist.
Well, you know what I could do is I could actually walk into restaurants and stuff before you come in and give you the shining introduction and
would
say...
Would you mind?
No, I don't.
That would be really nice.
No, I'm free on weekends and most weeknights, okay? So that would be okay.
Perfect.
That would be perfect. I meant what I said, though. Unbelievable, all the things. And we'll talk about that, but we want to talk about the fact of a new installment that's going to be premiering on Sunday evening, and it's, of course, Darrow and Darrow in The Key of Murder, which is going to be on at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. This is a continuation of a great franchise. By the way, you're working with two good friends of our show, Wendy Malick and Tom Cavanaugh. But tell us about what's going to happen this time around.
Yeah, well, this is a great show. I'm really proud of it. I got to executive produce it, so I was involved from the beginning on the script and the outline and casting and all of that. This is, you know, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries has a handle on these mysteries, and they've got such a great, loyal fan base of sleuthers who love watching them. And this one doesn't disappoint. It's a light legal show. This episode is the second one we've done, and it's a continuation with these characters. I play Claire Darrow, who's a public defender, fights for the little guy. My romantic interest and also competitor is Tom Cavanaugh's character, Miles.
Right.
But in this one, Miles' sister is on trial for murder. Mackenzie Porter plays his sister. She's so talented. She's an amazing singer, and she sings in the episode. And then her producer winds up dead. He's murdered, and she is the prime suspect. So Miles comes to Claire and asks for her help and defending her.
But I think it's important to note that prior to this, your character has never tried a murder case. Is that correct?
Right. right. But Miles says, you're the best trial lawyer there is. And it's hard for me to turn that down because I'm a sucker for flattery.
Yeah, of course. And, of course, he has an interest in you, so he's going to tell you what you want to hear, I assume.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, and I won't say how it turns out. But what I loved was getting to work with him on a case. That was really fun because we're more competitors in the first one. So we really had a good time. He's one of those actors who makes it different every time. And the little life moments.
There he is. And go on YouTube. You'll know what I'm talking about.
Thank you, Ron. I had a blast.
No, thank you, Jeff. Hey, we're going to pause for a second. We're going to return. There's more live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi Today. It's hard to believe, but I was walking through a store the other day. Christmas decorations are out. Busiest shopping season of the year. And believe me when I tell you, Well, I don't know why you'd believe me because I don't do this, but I got to tell you that for those people who do, early shopping is the way to do it. Our next guest is quite a lady. She's been on a show in the past. She's an international TV personality, a jewelry and style expert. From 2009 to 2016, she was one of the most popular hosts on QVC, and she hosted live broadcasts at the New York Fashion Week season after season. Joining us right now is her friend, Albany Urban. Hi, Albany. How are you?
Thank you, Ron. The fall is in the air, and I am ready.
Sound like you are ready. Boy, I tell you. Well, tell us about, first of all, what this unique shopping season, because of all the things that have happened over the past 8 months with this pandemic, differs from other shopping seasons, and if we can get it all together in time for the holidays.
Well, I have good news on all fronts. Number one, yes, yes, and yes. We can get it together way before the holidays. I have curated some of the best deals out there because, you know, I've been in retail a long time, and I'm kind of allergic to full price. So I want to find a great deal on a great item and great design. But I also wanted to do it in a way where women could feel special and important about what they're doing. So what I've done is I've pulled together some great pieces, but I've also pulled together a new style site called Libby Nirvana.
Yeah.
Nirvana being that perfect place of peace. And Libby, all about love is being you. So I feel like even watching some of the things we've seen on TV in the last few days, there's a lot of animosity going on out there. So let's figure out a way to really celebrate life, celebrate women, celebrate love and where we are, and do it in a beautiful way and get ready for the holidays at the same time.
So is that a site we can go to and just see the stuff without having to fight the stores?
Yes, sir, it is. It's just simply LibbyNirvana.com. I actually post videos and articles every week, and you can find us on social as well. But the whole idea is kind of educating and empowering because we work hard for our money. So I feel like, you know what, let's educate ourselves on what kinds of things to invest in. I mean, you know, gold is a commodity. Diamonds are a commodity.
Right.
So how do we get rid of mystery metals and fake fashion stuff that maybe lasts for a moment, but really invest in ourselves and invest in our loved ones with quality pieces that will last a long time, but also make us a little bit Zoom-worthy, if you know what I mean. So many of us are staying home, but we're still communicating through a little screen.
You know, you bring up a topic there that just struck a chord with me, because a lot of people will say some things that you buy are just things that are frivolous, right? But jewelry isn't, because I'm a big jewelry fanatic, to be honest with you. And when you buy jewelry, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're not only making somebody happy or even yourself happy, but at some point, like you say, it is an investment if the piece is good.
You know, it really, really is. And you know what I find out, Ron, is that most of the time when we look at pieces, they really tell a story. It's a milestone or a memory marker for a milestone, if you will. And you think, okay, that's when I graduated high school. This was my first real boyfriend. This was my I love me present because I landed that big job that I didn't think I was going to make this time. So when you look at a piece like this and you tell the story that goes with it, and then think about it. Imagine passing that piece down to a loved one in your family. It really becomes an heirloom in the making.
What is the latest jewelry trends? Because it's very subjective what people like.
Well, I agree with you, but guess what? This is perfect for you and me. All rules are off. I'm not a rule follower anyway. So when I came back from Italy recently at the latest jewelry show, we're still seeing the trends of stacking. We've seen stacked rings. We've seen stacked bangles. But stacked necklaces is really called layering. And, for example, a couple of the pieces I have here are from the Marilyn Monroe collection. And if ever there was an iconic fashion and beauty icon, Marilyn Monroe was it.
Right.
And one of the things I love about her collection is it allows us to use little sentiments from her life that relate to women. The stars that she has. She believes that every woman was a star and we should all twinkle. She thought that age and femininity, beauty and femininity were ageless. So I've got the lipstick and the stiletto. It's just little fun moments. And, of course, the diamond hoops, because diamonds are a girl's best friend. But you can really kind of wear your mantra, stack your story with this trend of layering necklaces.
What about taking care of jewelry? It's very important to keep this up because you see people sometimes and they got a really nice ring on or something and it just doesn't look right. You can tell it's a nice piece, but it just looks like dirty or not taken care of. That's very sad.
Well, it is very sad because these are precious metals, and a precious metal literally should last hundreds and hundreds, thousands of years. I mean, think about some of the archaeological things that have happened. But this may sound a little bit counterintuitive, but the best way, I mean, the absolute best way to care for your jewelry is, A, don't put your lotions and potions on after your jewelry.
Right.
Get all your stuff ready, spray your hairspray, your perfumes, whatever, and then put jewelry on. But if it gets a little smudge, use a polishing cloth. If you think it needs a deeper clean, the best way is put some warm water and one drop of dish soap in there, and then maybe use a soft child's toothbrush to give it just a little bit of a bath. But very gentle so that you don't scratch that metal because, you know, gold is malleable. It's soft.
Now, do you have to have jewelry made to have it unique, or can you buy something off the counter that's unique?
You know what? I love that question.
Thank you.
So today, because of the way the jewelry manufacturers are gravitating to what women are doing, you know, graduate is a good word. We've all gotten rid of middle school and high school, right? We don't have to be a sheep and follow everyone else. So what's happening is the jewelry manufacturers are giving us the building blocks to create our own bespoke look. That really goes back to that layering and stacking trend. In fact, I put a collection of rings together that really didn't even come from the same designer. But once I started to build them and create my own look, it allows me to be unique without having to have something custom made, which means it's better on your budget.
Okay, so tell us again now, Albany, I love your name, where you can go on this new partnership that you have, this terrific way, this video partnership to actually buy online and see things firsthand.
Yes, thank you. Go to LibbyNirvana.com. So LIBY stands for Love is Being You, Nirvana.com. So when you get to that place, that perfect place of peace, it's all about self-love and being content with where you are.
You know, Albany, I'm thinking here that even because the fourth quarter is known for Christmas shopping, boy, as soon as it's over, we're right into St. Valentine's Day. So, boy, you got another 6 months of really hard work there, dear.
That's all right. I'm up to the challenge, Mom. I can do it.
You know what? After listening to you, I have no doubt that you are up to the challenge. None whatsoever. Come back and join us again soon, okay, because we may need some help between now and the end of the year. Our guest has been jewelry and style expert, our friend Albany Irvin, helping us kick off the holiday shopping season when it comes to jewelry. Albany, thanks for joining us, and look forward to having you back real quick, okay, dear?
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, I tell you, a lot of great information there, and that's what we need at this time. When it comes to buying stuff, we need great information. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, this is Wayne Alaroot. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
That's going to wrap things up on this Halloween weekend. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of it. And our guests include Vicki Lawrence, Henry Winkler, Svengali, Tanya Rapley, T.G. Shepherd, Christina Applegate, comedian Jeff Allen, and Albany Irvin. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today. And I just want to remind everybody, regardless of your party preference, Republican, Democrat, or Independent, make sure this Tuesday you get out and exercise your right to vote. And until next weekend, I'm Ron Segi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.